The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne. Listen to every second here.
Home of the Kings, baby.
790-790-KABC.
Postgame show continues here in Arizona. The highlights were brought to you by Rusnak Pasadena Audi. Kings winning at 4-3 in overtime. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
And right now, let's update the scoreboard. A lot of action on the first day of play after the three-day Christmas break.
Eight other games on the schedule tonight in Boston. The Bruins fall to the Sabres by a score of 6-3. Boston had a 3-1 lead in the third period. Jack Eichel took over. He had a couple of goals and two assists. His 11th being into the empty net. That sealed the deal for the Sabres. They defeat the Bruins 6-3. Bergeron is 12th of the season for Boston. At home, Carolina 3-1 winners over the New Jersey Devils. Pesci is third of the season for the Hurricanes. Palmieri is 15th of the season for New Jersey. Pittsburgh in Minnesota. The Wild at home 13-4-1 entering action tonight. They fall to the Penguins by a score of 3-1. Sidney Crosby had a goal and assist, his 7th of the season. Zucker, his 9th of the season for the Wild. Detroit in Nashville beat the Predators by a score of 3-2. Glenn Denning, the game-winning no goal, that coming late in the third period. It was his 2nd of the season. Forsberg had a pair of goals for the Predators. He's got 9 on the season. With the win, the Detroit Red Wings come even with the Montreal Canadiens atop the Atlantic Division. In St. Louis, in 9 rounds of a shootout, it's the Blues over the Dallas Stars, snapping the Stars' 3-game winning streak. Tarasenko had an assist in the game for the Blues, extending his point streak to 8 games. The shootout winner, David Backes, again in the 9th round. Tyler Seguin had his 20th of the season for the Stars. Final score in St. Louis in a shootout, Blues 3 and the Stars 2. Tampa Bay at home, 5-2 winners over the Blue Jackets. Steven Stamkos, 2 goals and an assist. Both his goals coming on the power play. He's got 16 on the season. Hartnell is 14th of the season for the Blue Jackets. The final score in Tampa is the Lightning 5 and the Blue Jackets 2. Washington at home win their seventh in a row overall. Their 8th in a row on home ice. They defeat the Montreal Canadiens by a score of 3-1. The loss for the Canadiens was their 6th in a row. Kuznetsov had his 11th of the season for the Capitals. Final score in Washington, Capitals 3, Canadiens 1. And the last game on the schedule still underway in Vancouver. The Canucks playing host to the Edmonton Oilers. They are almost midway through the third period. They are knotted at 1. Hansen has his 11th of the season for the Canucks. Letestu is 4th of the season for the Oilers. And that gives you a look at tonight's schedule around the NHL.
And we check some of the final numbers here tonight. In overtime, the Kings had the only shot on goal, the winner by Kopitar. They wind up with 33 shots, Arizona with 27. Jonathan Quick gets the win. He improves to 18-9-1. Domingue takes the loss in overtime. His record since his recall is now 2-1-1. On the road, the Kings improved to 10-5-2. And here at home, the Coyotes fall to 9-5-2. A lot of power play chances, especially in the latter stages of the game. The Kings wind up going 2-for-6. Power play goals by Doughty and Brown. Arizona 3-of-7. All 3 of their goals in the power play tonight. Ekman-Larsson with 2 and Vermette with 1. Again, Drew Doughty, his 6th goal. Tanner Pearson, his 5th. Dustin Brown's 3rd. And Andrei Kopitar's 10th of the year. The game winner 36 seconds into overtime. His 3rd overtime goal this season, the 7th of his career. Just looking, we mentioned Doughty and Kopitar as 2 of our stars tonight. Drew Doughty played 33 minutes and 24 seconds. And Andrei Kopitar, can't remember him playing more than he did tonight in any game in his career. He played 27 minutes and 41 seconds, played a lot, double shifted. Jeff Carter injured early in the game and missed most of the game. So a lot of ice time for Kopitar and Doughty, and they were rewarded for their hard work by teaming up for the overtime game winner. Well, we want to thank our network producers, Luis Segura, Colin Yee, and Jose Fernandez tonight. Our on-site producer has been Matt Prelip. Next up for the Kings as the road trip continues, Monday at Vancouver with the Canucks at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame, 7 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And the radio network. Well, another exciting game on the road, indeed. We're about to make the move back to the studios with the help of two men and a truck, the official movers of the Los Angeles Kings radio broadcast. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Arizona tonight. Happy holidays again to you all. The final score in overtime and a goal from Andre Kopitar, the Kings 4, the Coyotes 3. Good night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.